in another historic election in his country where he competed against another pensioner, Biya won hands down, literally. He cannot raise his hands anymore.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
As soon as he arrived in Cameroon, Biya did not waste time. He got down to business. He just locked himself in his residence while he unleashed a bigger-than-life mannequin of himself that went around the country using recorded and scripted messages. Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. Thank you for choosing to follow this content. Please remember to subscribe, comment, and share. I remain indebted to those of you who have done and continue to do so, week in and week out. So, let's get down to business.
Yes, Mr. President, can you want to make a statement? Please. 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes, Mr. President. I know you are a president, but here we are all equal. If you don't mind, I hope you don't mind. This is a civil society organization. For a moment, we are bosses.
Bo?
Please.
Bo? Monsieur le President, Madame, do you understand me?
Yes.
Unbeknown to him, 92-year-old Cameroonian President Paul Biya has been voted back into office for another 8-year term in another historic election in his country where he competed against another pensioner. Biya won hands down, literally. He cannot raise his hands anymore. Contrary to acerbic and negative Western and woke media reports, Biya showed his selflessness and love for country when he came out from his residence in Geneva, Switzerland, to run a few weeks' campaign for re-election. Not many people would leave Switzerland for Cameroon, even if it is for their own re-election. Biya currently lives with his family and entourage in a temporary dwelling, a few private suites at a 5-star hotel, while his permanent residence in Paris, France, lays bare for reasons known to no one, including Biya himself. And before you accuse him of living a lavish lifestyle outside of his country, President Biya also has properties in Cameroon. Nothing says patriotism more than that, right? Let me demonstrate why coming out for the recent election is such an inconvenience for Biya. Switzerland has a GDP of $1 trillion, while his beloved homeland sits on just over 60 billion of GDP. Economically, Switzerland is 17 times wealthier than Cameroon. It is a shame to expect Biya to expose himself to such shambles, even if it is in his own election. In fact, even when others argue it is because of him. For a man with an education, including a diploma in public law, mostly acquired in Paris, it is admirable that Biya would find it in his heart to visit and participate in presidential elections where the average education is a high school certificate. He clearly does not look down upon those who are less educated than him. In fact, at best of times, he does not look at them at all. Biya himself, who earns a measly $50,000 a month, is reported to have a personal wealth of around $200 million, just about 40 billion rand, compared to an average Cameroonian with an average salary of $800. And yet he found time to give of himself to these people who are currently and pitifully unequal to him in wealth, education, age, and health. They are all healthier than him. Life expectancy in Cameroon is around 61 to 64 years. For people who live in such poverty and hopelessness, you gotta give it to them. They are a people with tenacity. Why would you want to live that long when there is nothing to live for? But I digress. But this life expectancy issue is itself another explanation why Biya continues to give of himself. At 92, he has lived nearly one-third longer than his average countrymen and women. He has longevity, and therefore he can be trusted to stay in office longer. As it happens, he has. So, when he overheard from his young wife that elections were coming up again in faraway Cameroon, President Biya dusted his suits up and got into his private jet to go campaign. This is the jet, by the way, lest we forget, that the racist and neo-colonial International Monetary Fund wanted to deny the general statesman on the pretext that his local airline could not afford because it was highly indebted. But the foxy Cameroon Airlines, all with its fleet of 6 aircraft, found a way to get the president his jet, which he uses for junkets around the world, meeting leaders of the same Western countries whose media criticized Biya of being a demented, greedy, and corrupt dictator. On the contrary, isn't what Biya doing a contribution to a stable democracy? I mean, for a man who has managed to keep one party, read, one man in power for so long, is the purest form of stability. You know, rapid and regular change of government has been known to destabilize many a country. Take, for instance, the United States of America. Only a few years ago, the U.S. had an octogenarian who was asleep half of the time. Today, they have a citizenry that is half asleep as their leader. Another octogenarian is taking them down the plumbing. But I digress again. And so, in my humble view, Biya is doing more for democracy than many Western countries. I mean, in the years that he has been in power, France, his best friend, has had a president that cheated on his wife, another one that is dead, and another who just walked into prison to serve a jail sentence for corruption. How is this good for a stable democracy? As soon as he arrived in Cameroon, Biya did not waste time. He got down to business. He just locked himself in his residence while he unleashed a bigger-than-life mannequin of himself that went around the country using recorded and scripted messages to encourage his voters, or at least people to vote for him again. And in their wisdom, the people did. I cannot confirm that his campaign slogan was, "Presidents must be heard, not seen." Biya, not for good reason, stays away from people. Only recently, in a summit, he was called on stage to speak among world leaders, and we know what happened. Not only was he lost and not aware that the people in the auditorium were there, and I repeat, they were there to listen to him, he let rip right there on stage while the microphone was on. Like, what the fart? Asked why he's putting himself through another grueling 8 years of running his country remotely, Biya said, and I quote, "If you consider that Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo has ruled Equatorial Guinea for longer than me, even though he's almost a decade younger than me, you have to agree with me, I have to do my best to catch up," close quote. Biya also decided the fact that Mbasogo is personally worth $600 million, 3 times than himself. This is another reason he is staying, to see if he can match Mbasogo soon. And 2 weeks after the demanding campaign, where Biya mostly posed for media pictures and gave ineligible interviews while his mannequin and that of his wife, Chantal, were busy rallying the masses, the Electoral Commission declared him the winner and still president of Cameroon. Chantal Biya, by the way, has been first lady since 1994. In South Africa, in the same period, we've had 5 first ladies, if you don't count all the first ladies of Jacob Zuma. Right. So Paul Biya's first wife, Jean-Irene, passed years ago while Biya was on a trip to Dakar. Some say it was a lucky escape for the former wife. Back to the elections. A few days after the people's vote, the judge president of Cameroon, himself, So old he could not even read his own script, pronounced Biya president. Everyone applauded, except Biya. No, it was not contempt. He did not know where he was. And once he had put on his presidential chain, Biya immediately went home in Geneva, out of his dark suits back into his African dashiki suits and his diapers. So, eat your heart out, you woke and Western media, and the people have spoken. It does not matter that the president did not hear them. They have spoken. So, see you in another 8 years when the president will be 100 years old and hopefully richer. Thank you very much for being part of this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Do not, I repeat, do not forget to subscribe and comment about your views on this and previous episodes. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.